Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Johnstone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnstone. Otis scores. Piniella moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from May and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schall moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. John scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrison for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noop moves to third. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-2 in the game. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Vicente Romo now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Drago. Reichardt moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reichardt tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Walt Williams pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 3 in the game. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.